Yo, it's the most dope show. It's about that time to get live. Take a break from your 8 to 5. Them other guys don't have the ability to rip it. We kick it. Three guys on representing with the most killer spirit. And we coming with the jokes. So you better grab a good pen and pad for your notes. And forget them other folks, cause we got the best quotes. Randolph does more than just joke, cause he broke and he got the files. Tell Andy Klein to turn up the dial. I don't know where that boy Tim is now. Raising the daughter, he hella proud. Andy is straight up and Randolph ain't here for racist. When Tim Miller hit, that got funny as shit. The sock puppets always be there to assist. Too many to name, but they all of this shit. I guess I could try. Love me some Frankie French. Milner and
Mike B.
Be lit. I cannot forget about Petey and Chris. J.L. Covan with them Trump impressions. Riding Cameron coming from the black guy who tips. That's a whole damn nation, so they always near. Pop, pop, bang, bang. Getting green, romaine. Three guys on sock puppet nation. Gang, gang. Gang, gang, gang.
Yeah. What up,
Dominic?
Puerto Rico, suave. I know you thought I forgot about you, but I ain't forget about you, bro. Yeah, yeah. Puerto Rico, oh, Puerto Rico, suave.
You know what, Keith? I was thinking. I've been meaning to ask you this. Why do you have a box fan on your shoulder? I'm trying not to say that's ghetto, but. Box fans.
You know what? I saw once. I saw a guy.
Are box fans, before you said Andy, are box fans ghetto? Do we think box fans are ghetto?
That's how you use it, I guess, right?
Air condition out, or you ain't got no air conditioners. Normally, I've seen them in windows.
Every personally, I don't associate the.
I know every
ghetto.
Well, I mean, they're not throwing shoes.
I don't believe in that type of respectability, brother. But I guess you haven't got to that lesson plan on the woke 101 syllabus yet.
You is no better than the rest of us.
Box fans are not a monolith.
I know here in Austin, every summer. There's a drive for people to have box fans donated to local fire departments because they deliver them to the elderly.
Yeah, who the elderly ain't got thing. I think elderly usually got them old houses.
I saw a house once. The front porch had a box fan as a ceiling fan, stuck to the roof of an outdoor porch.
This was the port. Oh, that's pretty smart.
It was ghetto and smart.
Ghetto and smart goes hand in hand, actually.
Yeah, and like it's ingenious. But
he also had
they put it up there. They drilling in up there. I'd like to get up in there and see how.
It was janky. It wasn't. I delivered a pizza to this guy. It was very weird. It's one of those squatter properties where everyone else is sold but him. And it said like no trespassing, no hunting or fishing. And it was like a tiny little lot. He didn't want anyone at his house. He's very suspicious of everyone. And then he had it's like a box fan just stuck. I don't know if he nailed it up there. It was just mounted to the roof of his front porch. And I guess the cord was just like running down the side.
He's always thinking worse than be a radiator fan.
Oh, Randolph, real quick, pull up your audio settings.
Let's see.
That arrow by the microphone.
Yeah, I got you.
Audio settings. Do you have the box check automatically adjust microphone volume?
Yeah.
And then below that audio profile, do you have Zoom optimized audio do you have auto checked?
Yep.
Okay. Well, then that's just a Zoom issue.
Okay.
So whatever's going on with Zoom.
Yeah. The first time we lived here before we moved to New York, our place that was over off Little River Turnpike, it had the whole apartment place was on the same central air thing. So they didn't turn on the heat. The heat got hot and they didn't turn on the air conditioning. Air conditioning was scheduled to come on in 2 weeks. So there was a Kmart. This was back when Kmart was still a thing. There was a Kmart up the street, went up the street. All the fans was gone. They motherfuckers, everybody ran over there to get a fan. Dude got me one from out the back. I got one in the back for you. But all their little boxes. I had a box fan set up I had to go buy a box fan. Let me go buy a box fan to get the wind going through the house.
You don't never think about them until you need them.
Yeah, but then in the winter, they didn't turn the heat on and it got cold. So we had to turn the oven on, open that bitch up, and let the heat just come out of the oven. into the living room.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of people have the box fan like just in a basement somewhere. Mm-hmm. In the attic. Like it used to be white, now it's kind of beige, mm-hmm. you know, but it still works.
Kids sing into it.
Oh yeah, I used to do that.
Mm-hmm. Box fan on the ceiling, though. That's not. Yeah, that's pretty. That's pretty smart.
I mean, the guy. I didn't ask him how well it worked. He didn't seem like he wanted to talk to anybody.
People get smart with things like that. Roger had a video of a dude who had turned a file cabinet into a grill.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I saw that. I saw that. I think it was a video. Was it a,
video.
A TikTok? But yeah. That made, I was like, that's very smart. That's very smart. You know,
very ghetto.
Don't matter, man. What is a grill? What's a grill? It's just a big piece of metal that's got a door on it that you can start a fire in it.
I mean, this looks like I got the video up here.
Put the fire in the bottom and the upper drawers. You make them into your cooking shelf. You're cooking. I was like, it's pretty damn fire. Don't touch it because I'm sure it gets hot as fuck, but
you know it does.
All that metal.
That's why he's got mitts on.
Yeah.
He's got like wood in the bottom drawer.
Speaking of ingenuity, he put a little smoker thing on top of it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so the smoke went to top. Okay. Yeah.
Cut a hole in it and put that up there on top of it.
I mean, it seems like maybe there's better ways to do this.
Get y'all uncle.
Yeah, Keith, I tried that. It's a good idea, man.
Oh, he's got a drawer full of just piled up meat.
Mm-hmm. Only at the K. We filing food away on our foul barbecue. Hey, this the barbecue master himself. Kimball High School, class 87. Go down with it, coach.
Class 87. Jesus, that's my same. He's old as me. He looks old. What happened?
Look what we got in the foul, in the barbecue foul. Oh my God. Oh Lord, handwork.
That's the bottom drawer.
That's because you don't had a easy life. You ain't been slaving over no grill. You know? This man is
here right with your pants.
We talking to the black Albert Einstein of barbecuing, and you wonder why Albert Einstein looked like that. He wasn't worried about all that stuff you worried about.
Depending on how much it took him to innovate, you'd be better off just literally buying the grill.
I just want to see his garage where he figured this all out.
Right, like what did he try before this?
Yeah,
that's the thing. TPS was talking about the paint. That paint does have me worried a little bit.
That's what make it taste good.
Yeah,
the noxiousness. The noxiousness.
That carbon monoxide, boy. That extra.
You know, he getting the flavor from all them another files that was trapped in there.
Well, y'all be buying barbecue up the street. That's why it don't taste the same.
Clips all in your food.
It ain't got none of them metal foulings in it.
It's nothing like good stapler taste in your chicken.
Like he figured that shit out. He's like, you gotta put a little more lead in that, player.
Yeah. Go down with it, coach. Look what we got in the file, in the barbecue.
I guess
file.
He moves. I guess cooks the bottom
with,
drawer
it cooks with wood too.
Yeah, the bottom drawer is the heat source.
Yeah, yeah. The very bottom, he's got that fire going, and I guess the heat just makes its way all the way up because it probably cooks faster on the bottom than the top. So he's got a system here.
Barbecue master himself. Kimball High School, class 87. Go down with it. Go down with it, coach. Look what we got in the file, in the barbecue file. Oh my God.
I know people be up there buying stuff because they know, they probably know where he's located.
Come on,
right.
He throws some shoes on the power line.
That's how he lets them know that the
That's how they know that.
It's ready, y'all. It's ready. I see the shoes on the power line over there.
He said, Buddy Guy Fieri. Kimball High School, class of 97, voted most likely to burn his house down.
Master himself. Kimball High School, class 87. Go down with it, coach. Look what we got in the file, in the barbecue file. Oh, my God. Oh, Lord. Handwork.
That's what you do is you get the sausage going first.
So y'all worried about the crack dealers. You need to be worried about the snack dealers in the hood.
That way you get people a snack to snack on, while the other stuff is slow cooking.
The first head is free. Okay, the wiener is at the bottom. The sausage is free. But you're going to have to pay for them ribs and them thighs now.
Yeah, them ribs and wings and thighs.
He gets you with the because he ain't even do nothing to them sausages at the bottom. Ain't no sauce on them or nothing.
Come in there, let them cook.
Yeah.
Camera pans over. He's got an above ground swimming pool full of sweet tea. Everything is unorthodox with this guy. He's just like, just dip your cup in there. Just dip your cup.
Well, you don't want to see what I did with this old box TV.
Yeah. Why did he paint it? I wouldn't have painted it. Just let it be whatever the steel is. That I mean, it comes with paint on it though. Now I'm thinking
it was probably already that color.
Already blue.
Yeah.
He's got an air fryer, but he has a bicycle to turn the fan. He just starts pedaling on. Paint on.
Got to hide the rust.
What do y'all think his rating on the alphabet letter scale is for the business?
Oh, definitely F.
F. Okay.
Well, if he's feeding the hood like that, man, listen.
I mean, I don't need a rating.
Yeah.
I feel like maybe he could have put this file cabinet on wheels. It seems like it'd be a pain in the ass if you got to move it around.
Oh, that's the permanent fixture.
It's just bolted to the ground.
The other thing too is I can tell from the bricks in the background where he's located.
He's in a public building.
I grew up around these bricks.
Oh, that's a that's a project. That's project bricks.
Bricks. I'm very familiar with this exact layout of brick. If you know
that's project. Those are project bricks.
He don't have to worry about nobody stealing this, because you know Ray Ray and them going to be like, that's the dog to hook us up with food. What y'all not going to do is touch his shit.
Yeah.
Everybody fuck somebody up.
There's definitely some people that get some free thighs to make sure he able to
do his business. Everybody in his neighborhood know. Okay. Yeah. He messed with this man.
If you rob him, dog, it's going to be a lot of people mad at your ass.
Yep.
Yeah.
Know it.
Yeah. That's a lot of food he's making. That's not a little bit of food.
Oh, yeah. So the whole lot of food.
Some reason he's making all this food. Yeah, he feeding the neighborhood. That's what's
do we that. Need to check to be sure he ain't pay for that in dimes?
Somebody try to buy some thighs from him in dimes.
He'd be like, that's how he was able to feed the whole community $300 worth of dimes.
I know where them dimes came from, player. Don't even do me like that. Don't even try to do me like that.
Dime doesn't pay.
He's that one dude in the hood that's got that city or state job that's paying him enough money for him to be able to do that, because he stayed in the hood with his job.
Right.
And
so he's looking out for the hood now.
Yeah, he doesn't pay that much in rent, so he's got extra money.
Yeah, entrepreneur. You know,
he might charge $2 a plate, just a little nominal fee.
Yeah, this is where he started. He's going to fuck around and have a food truck.
Yeah, I just feel like he's an entrepreneur. He probably stay around there, grew up around there. You know, the hood take care of him.
Yeah. I mean, he's got to have a meat guy. He buys it in bulk, it looks like. He's got tons of meat.
We all know somebody sell fish plays. We got a candy lady. Mm-hmm. You just never seen this version, but like, you got the candy lady, this the meat man.
Yeah. go down there and get me a 3-piece plate for lunch.
It's only $3. Make it enough.
Let me get two top drawers, one middle drawer, and then three bottom drawers.
Yeah.
Mr. Griffin, my mama only gave me $3. Your mama Nancy? Yes, my mama Nancy. Well, I'll take your $3. But you're giving me too much. Just take it. I know take Nancy it. Good.
How your mama? How your mama doing?
Tell her I'm gonna come through tonight.
Yeah, to give her these extra thighs on me until I see her. I'll come around and talk to her.
Don't forget to take your red Solo cup and dip it in the pool, baby, before you.
I'm gonna get you some of that Kool-Aid out of the cooler.
Go over that pit in the ground that's got it's lined with trash bags, and get some Kool-Aid out of there.
Get some Kool-Aid.
Yes.
It's a cooler full of Kool-Aid, but it's not like
this pit right here. Now that pit's my bath pit. Not that bad. Yeah. The other pit. The one with the red water.
Hey, this the barbecue master himself.
Kimball High School, class 87. Go down with it. Go down with it, coach.
He's a master.
Look what we got in the file.
I want to know what's in this drawer that he didn't open.
That's what I want to know. I've been thinking that since I saw this video.
Well, he missed this. He skipped the drawer.
He said ribs, and I said, that's where the ribs at.
Yes, are the ribs?
Okay, so the ribs at. No cooking. Yeah.
The dude said ribs, but then he opened up something that said show sausages.
Yeah.
It seemed like sausages to me. So now I'm like, is the ribs in the open number three, dog?
Number three is the ribs. They slow cooking. They ain't ready yet. He's like, I'm not fucking up in that 20 minutes.
He probably get real mad if you make them open up the ribs.
He probably right. put them ribs in like 30 minutes ago. So they ain't even ready to be seen.
Yeah, they not like he got a precise type of, because all black men do. He got a real precise method to his ribs that you can't just be opening up the drawer all willy nilly and shit. You're going to set them back.
You got to kick the file cabinet right here. If it still sounds hollow, let it cook.
Yeah. Like they're not ready yet. Cause if I open up the hot dogs and you don't smell the ribs, they're not ready yet.
He got this. He goes, bing, bing, bing. Oh yeah. It's good. Ready now.
His menu is organized by the Dewey Decimal System.
See, the ribs ain't even been in there, but for 3 hours. They're not going to be ready till tomorrow. I don't even know why y'all worry about them ribs.
You're a day early for the ribs. What are you talking about?
Tomorrow is rib day. They marinating in the third.
This actually has me thinking, because T. Morant used to have people over and serve up food when he had Ja Morant. So that's how my mind works now. What did you think of openness to the floor? What did y'all think of the report that came up in the Washington Post about Ja Morant? Somebody went and asked the kid, hey, he beat you up, right? And the kid was like, yeah, fuck yeah, he beat me up.
This is the kid that threw a basketball at Ja Morant's face, and then Ja Morant,
as far as we know, he threw a basketball.
Well, yeah,
Ja Morant could have just missed the basketball.
But Ja Morant then allegedly, well, the kid, Ja Morant and his friend beat up the kid, and then the kid said, but then didn't say, but then kind of took it back that John pulled a gun.
No, he made a police report. That was part of the reporting was, here's what happened with the police report. The upshot, the thing about the reporting was, this is how the police have been covering for him all these years. Because he, he's John Moran, so they've been covering for him. And they went into depth about the shit that happened at the school with his sister, about the shit that happened at the mall, and about that. And in each instance, the police pretty much covered it up because he's John Morant.
John Morant has filed a countersuit against that kid.
Yeah, that shit ain't going nowhere.
You know, because the
like, do you understand? You understand? Okay, that's fine, but you understand now you're gonna have to go into a court of law, and you're gonna have to be deposed. You get that right?
John Morant and Grizzlies files countersuit.
Said, that shit
it fucks with his next contract, his Supermax contract, because it messes with his reputation.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. All right. You're now going to have to go into a court of law, and you're going to have to go through discovery. You sure you want to do that?
Well, he filed it, so he probably is.
Yeah, as a completely innocent man, why wouldn't he?
Okay.
He said getting hit in the face with a basketball hurts for a
You never had
point
one
guard.
Of these Y'all never had one of these misunderstandings where someone thought you beat them up?
Or someone thought me and three of my friends beat them up?
Yeah. And then called the police. And then
called the police, and the police came questioning me.
About you pulling a gun.
You're right. That has happened to me. You're right.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So,
and it was just a misunderstanding. You're right. Yeah.
Anyway.
They also talked in an article to the guy at the Finish Line store where Ja Morant's mother called. Ja and a bunch of his friends came, and the guy had to hide in a back room for an hour. And then he left out a back door, and he kept expecting them to find him in the parking lot, like all that shit. So
typical misunderstanding, Andy. I'm sure you've been there before, man, where you go to a Finish Line, your mama call you, it's like, hey, right. I need you to handle some things. You're like, let me get down here, check on my mama. And then, you just hash it out with the guy like, hey, my mom called me. Is everything OK? And then, they end up hiding in the back for a couple hours.
Yeah, you didn't mean it. Didn't mean to intimidate the guy. You just had a gun and you told him you were going to kill him.
Yeah, but not in a kill him way, like a Like a kind of like, you know, the colloquial use of like, I'm going to kill you. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to kill you on the basketball court. You probably say that all the time.
And like, what time you get off work? Like, he just meant that to like, let's go hang out and get some food. Right.
You know, because, you know, maybe he was reminding him to go see his kids and his family. Like, you know, your family would love to see you when you get off work. And it'd be a shame if something happened and you wasn't able to do that. So, you know, no harm, no foul. You know, see you in court.
Well, yeah, and Ja hasn't countersued that guy. I don't know if that guy has sued, but this guy, the kid who threw the basketball at Ja Morant's face, allegedly, I think is suing. So Morant's lawyer says getting hit in the face with a basketball hurts. For a professional point guard like Mr. Morant, an injury to the eyes or nose could be career ending. Sounds like he's kind of coming up with a justification for the punches being thrown, which means he's admitting that there was a retaliation.
Oh, no.
I would think the move would be, show us proof that he got beat up. Oh, he got a bruise on his face. That happens when you play basketball against NBA players. And then Ja's friend jumped in and was throwing punches too, allegedly. And there's nothing about that here.
Well, I do like his lawyer's defense, which is, Your Honor, he was talking shit. In my client's defense, the kid was talking a lot of mess.
He's talking a lot of shit. You know, he threw a ball at his face, you know. Filing at it when Holloway threw the ball at Morant, he balled up his fists and approached him, which led Morant to striking him only one time. Holloway was 17 at the time. Morant's countersuit also mentions a threatening Snapchat message sent to Morant that the attorney alleged that could have come from Holloway based on the screen name it was sent from. So they don't even have proof that that was from him.
Mm.
And then Holloway called the cops when it happened.
What was the screen name?
Like, that's a good question.
Definitely not me, Holloway 2313. Like,
not guilty.
The other Holloway. It's Snapchat.
Right. I'm sure it'll be.
Yeah, this won't make it a trial. It'll all be settled and shit.
Yeah, the real test for Ja Morant is the kind of trouble he was getting into is typically the kind of trouble that a motherfucker that get in trouble keep getting into. So the time will tell if this is some type of aberrant behavior and it never repeated, we'll see. But if it was what it kind of looked like to me, like maybe this is getting down. I think
this boy's whole family is trifling. All of them are trifling.
Yeah, we'll see for sure.
Keith Morant, the mother, the sister, they are all some trifling motherfuckers.
Because there's no way that you feel like the lesson was learned from what was it, 7? Like, it wasn't even, it felt like it took about 2 weeks for the heat to die down, and then he came back.
Right, right.
Yeah, got Bucks fans all over their house.
They are trifling.
They don't even have the front grate on half of them. They just no. Loose-ass box fans.
Just loose fans. Loose fans everywhere.
Box fans, like them dimes.
He said he thought it was the same space. Feel attacked? Can you feel attacked?
You looking for a safe space heater? Go in that box fan.
Yeah, that's his whole family is trifling. They are all trifling. Trifling, trifling, trifling. Once again, you know, and Stephen A. said, what did Stephen A. say about T. Morant, John? Rod, what did he say?
He's a good brother. He's a good father. He's a friend of mine. We talk on the phone all the time. You know, I've told him several times, look, you need to do something about this kid. But he's a good dad. So don't blame him. And he's not racist at all.
Andy, you're gonna have to get a Max Kellerman impression down, Andy.
Oh, I gotta research on that one.
As a black man in America, I understand it's very hard to raise a child.
However,
he's a good brother. Do we have any emails or anything like that?
Yeah, we got some comments. Hold on, let me pull them up. And an email
Andy's,
or two, yeah.
Kirby said Andy's impressions all sound like Dr. Phil. Well,
I can do a dumb Southern accent. Well,
he's got a good Mitch McConnell.
Does have a good Mitch McConnell, who, by the way, is
got a good Bernie.
I did Bernie for like a day or two.
The rumor is they're about to retire Mitch McConnell.
Really?
He's old.
Yeah, that's the rumor around the campfire that they're going to retire Mitch McConnell.
That is that the same rumor mill that says Melania Trump is done with Trump's bullshit?
No, no. This is more legit. This is like it's based on the other people around him, the other senators and stuff like that, making moves to try to replace him once he retires.
I won't believe it until that shit is done.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things you gotta kind of wait till you see it. It looks believable.
Like, I feel like sometimes they be playing shit for sympathy. Like,
yeah,
maybe it work on certain liberals, but it'll never work on me where they be,
yeah,
you know, they're gonna put them out the pasture. I'm like, good, let them go. The next person will
take him in the back and do him old yellow style. I don't care. Get him out of here.
Yeah. Give him that same fine energy.
With Trump's pettiness, if Melania would try to leave him, he would have her deported.
Oh, absolutely. I tell you who does need to retire, though, is Dianne Feinstein.
Yeah.
She's overdue.
It's a problem. I said before, back when they were talking about how she was kind of maybe losing it cognitively.
Yeah.
And all her people were like, no, she's not. I was like, listen, this is an easy fix. Just trot her out to a weekend full of talk shows. Just put her on the weekend circuit and it's over.
Mm-hmm.
That's why whenever they say Joe Biden is cognitive, I'm like, he's not.
Are
you
camera,
not
TV?
Listening to him talk? He's fine.
Right.
What's y'all's problem?
Because they what they do on those right wing feeds is because Biden misspeaks from time to time. He's been doing that his whole career, by the way, not just old Biden. He says the wrong word. He says, hey, you're from Canada. And he meant, you know, Colombia or whatever. And he catches himself. They do super cuts of all those on the right wing sites.
And as Peter's saying, we all know he has a speech impediment.
Right? And he misspeaks. But that's not even speech impediment. That's searching for a word and getting the wrong word. He's always done that. When he ran for president in the old days, it was like he's so many gaffes because he would always like misspeak. So they do super cuts of that. And so that's why they all say his brain is mush because their feeds all show Biden choosing the wrong word. Over.
Charlemagne's boy said that when Roland Martin was on their school and them. He's cognitively declined. I'm like, really? Really? You're a doctor now?
Yeah,
what are the signs of being cognitive tonight? Did tell me what the signs of that are.
Yeah, a lot of that is ageism. And it's one of the things that really irritates me, how when people get to a certain age, people just want to get rid of them. Well, they've lived long enough to go through shit. And not trying to funny, a lot of older people are built of shit that you're not built of. Y'all whine and cry and fall out and don't want to vote the first time y'all don't get shit. They're like, bitch, I've been fighting for 85 years. I'm going to fight to the day I die. Y'all not built the same.
I'm going to be honest. I don't particularly have a problem with asking. Look, once you get to a certain thing and you're losing speed off your fastball, all I need you to do is just show me that you're sharp. Just show me that you're sharp, and I don't have a problem with it. Dianne Feinstein is not showing me that she's sharp.
Yeah, I think ability.
Bernie Sanders is sharp. Joe Biden, what I can see, is sharp. As long as
I think ability to do the job is not the same as, like, asking someone's ability to job. To me, isn't the same as ageism. I think what happens with Biden is ageism. I think this Dianne Feinstein thing.
Yeah, she
can't show up to work.
She's not showing up to work.
You're not representing us, and there's gonna be some very important votes, and we need every fucking vote. So,
right,
we don't have time for your personal ego shit of like, I just don't wanna look like I'm giving up. Like, no, nigga, you got to do something.
Yeah, I mean, we went through this already with RBG.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, if you just look, if you've lost your fastball, okay, if I'm telling you that you've lost your fastball, right, and you're telling me that you're not, then all you gotta do is go on the mound and show me that you haven't lost your fastball.
Right.
All they have to do is just bring her out, let her go through the talk shows and let her talk a little bit.
Well,
the shit goes away.
What's going on with her now is not. What's going on with her now is that she has shingles.
Well, even before that, started before that. They kept her away from people. They didn't let her make any comments.
But just she was still making votes.
Just in committee, she would say stuff, and you'd be like, "What the fuck did she just say?"
My point is, this is her not making votes, though.
Yeah, yeah. So, and now it's fucking
it matters
because now she's not making votes.
She's got shingles. She was showing up for votes before.
Right.
I remember when John McCain, he had the brain tumor and he was questioning someone at a public congressional hearing. He started asking about some completely different thing. And then they were like, not that long later, they were like, yeah, he's got some issues. So you know, it happens. People get old and their health starts to fade. She's 89. The shingles thing is the thing now. People aren't even talking about her mental decline anymore. They're talking about how she's been on the West Coast, not showing up for votes. You can't vote remotely, which right. I think is stupid, but you can't vote remotely. And so she can't show up for these votes. And, you know, she already said she's not running again. Mm-hmm. So this is a perfect time to just step down, let Newsom pick somebody else, and then they'll have the election next time around to actually choose who's going to run.
Newsom's already said, look, I'm picking a black woman. So just give me the spot. I'm picking her.
That nigga want to be president so bad.
Yeah.
You might kill Joe Biden. I don't know. Motherfucker is making moves out there in the West. I'll be looking at him like Governor Blackface. I'll be like, hey, I like this. What's going on over here?
Yeah, he talks a lot of shit. He doesn't care.
Yeah, like he get that. He keep that energy that I like, you know.
Damn, Jimmy in the chat room said he voted for Feinstein when he was 21 and he's 52 now. Damn. Yeah, it's time for her to, she need to go on home. Just look, like I said, this shit was started talking. When people started talking about her, all her aides had to do was book her on a bunch of talk shows. That's it. You ain't never seen Bernie Sanders turn down a talk show.
No, I'll disheveled as hell, but he's going to be,
get out there and he's going to tell you about how it's economic anxiety. That's what he's going to do. You know,
he'll have a lot to say about the top 1%.
Yeah.
Income inequality. You know, he remembers his rural
white
speech.
The rural white voter.
Yeah, his clothes don't fit right.
Leaving middle America behind. Yeah,
he ain't never missed a talk show he don't want to be on. So
you're gonna see that man's face.
You don't want to be out there. That's something going on with you. Mm-hmm. There's something going on. Your staff's trying to keep you away from people.
And the thing is, like, I don't feel bad about it if someone can't do the job. Mm-mm. I don't like if it's like people that can do the job and then people just want them to step down because they can't beat them.
Yeah,
like how they do Nancy Pelosi and shit. I'm like, nah, that's different to me because we know she handles business. So like, she steps down when she wants to step down or when y'all beat her.
Right, take it out of her hands. Then don't come fucking complain and want me just give something to you didn't earn.
So I feel differently about her, but I ain't gotta go. She holding up the process.
We got a comment from Brandon, who said, I haven't been in the chat much. I'm trying to raise a daughter. And coaching the 6-year-old soccer team.
Oh, always fun.
Herdball.
But thank you for the great content as usual. And you all should check out DJ Sapphire from the UK. Smooth jazz and soul. Peace out. And he sent us a couple links. This is DJ Sapphire, I guess.
Okay. All right.
She does like, I don't know if it's... Let's go to where she's talking.
Hey, Alpha Moore, and good morning to you too, Kenneth Brunson, out there in Nashville, Tennessee. What?
Is this her music?
She's a DJ. Yeah, she's on that smooth jazz. She's on that smooth jazz tip. What's the name of the thing? What's it called?
Smooth jazz and soul with DJ Sapphire. And then he also sent us this link to the Smooth Jazz Lounge.
Quiet soul.
British people always sound so polite.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We got some smooth jazz coming up next. Like a sending out to Kenneth.
Now the DJ Sapphire at the Smooth Jazz Lounge.
Oh, she's got like a radio show. She probably does mixes.
She is the founder and host of the Smooth Jazz Lounge. She's starting in Tottenham in 2015. She now hosts this night at many venues in and around London, being a huge fan of smooth jazz. She wanted a place for people to attend where they can sit back and chill and listen to live music. Sounds like a place I want to go to.
Right. Come on now. Ain't nobody in that place under 21.
No, not even close.
Right.
This guy.
Place I'm trying to go to.
Average age is 42.
Yeah, that's very European. That's smooth. Very.
Come on through, mustache and hat.
Yeah, that's
So she sets up.
I just saw something where someone was talking about that when black people call you out by something. I see you, brown shirt.
That's me.
So she does these live streams, smooth DJ Sapphire, these smooth jazz live streams.
Good vibes only, baby.
2 hours long is this one. So I guess she takes maybe requests or.
Yeah, well, you can actually talk to the person in front of you.
Right.
Occasionally not grab somebody's crazy hand and slow dance with them. You know,
yeah,
what I mean?
you can sip and sway, you know, two
hey,
step.
Puppy nuts, I see you.
Come on. I'm not required to learn a whole routine.
Listen, glasses, I was talking. Come on through, glasses. We see you.
Come on.
I saw this one brother said on Twitter, he said, why did the girl shout out, I see you, Carl Thomas, when brother came in with the shirt on, with the turtleneck, with the various turtleneck.
I'm emotional.
I see you, Carl Thomas.
Damon left us a comment. We were talking about a certain hater who was hating on Angel Reese last week. And the idea of sportsmanship. And Damon said, speaking of poor sportsmanship, you had hockey players hitting each other with sticks. Absolutely. Tyson bit Holyfield's ear off. Couple examples of maybe
those worse. Were men.
Oh, okay. So,
let's just
those were
move on, guys. Nothing to see here.
Just squash that whole conversation.
Totally different.
Yeah. See, if you have a penis and you do that, that's different for people.
Apparently,
right. Rob left a comment. Buc-ee's are the business.
Sure.
Talked about Buc-ee's last week. I've been to one in Atlanta, Alabama, and the snacks are on point, including the beaver nuggets. What? Also, they have an assortment of jarred goods like apple butter, other delights for your biscuits, fresh fruit, roasted cinnamon nuts, deli, and doggone everything.
That sounds delicious. They got a place here, and if you go for breakfast and brunch, sometimes they serve apple butter, and you put it on some cornbread. That shit is fucking flames. Me and everybody over 85 would eat the hell out of that shit.
Oh, a bunch of Diane Feinstein just eating apple butter.
Yes, that shit was so good. I was like, ooh.
Just eating apple butter and refusing to retire.
Yeah.
Can I get a little more? I got to get to work real quick.
Yeah, I got some heavy machinery to operate.
Yeah, beaver nuggets are like a corn kind of.
So it's not even meat?
I about to say, so it's not beaver?
No, it's a corn chip kind of thing.
Can you okay. not eat beavers? Because I've never heard about beaver eating.
Yeah, listen, I've never heard anyone eating a beaver.
Somebody has eaten a beaver.
I mean, you lay
on your back.
Yeah. If you lay,
you take the beaver. It could be accused of being gay, but you lay on your back. You take the beaver and you lay the beaver on your face as you lay on your back.
And just like the animal beaver, if you eat it right, you'll say damn.
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. Were we talking about the okay? I'm sorry.
I just googled it.
That's a different type of beaver.
And now I'm gonna get a bunch of fucking Joe Rogan clips of my suggested things, but.
Oh, no.
I just Googled about are beavers edible? And there's a website called elevatedwild.com. And they have a whole page called How to Eat a Beaver.
Oh, man.
Oh, no. Did they give you recipes and
first,
shit?
You want to bring a pizza. Okay.
First, you want to go down to the dam and knock on the front door.
Say who ordered this pizza.
Hey, right? First, turn on some DJ Sapphire for some smooth jazz. Step one.
Calm the beavers down.
This page has a guy cutting a beaver open, tells you how to trap it, how to kill it, how to prepare it to be eaten.
How to dress it up. Yeah.
What?
It's just the fact that I've never heard anybody say if it's good. I feel like you're going through a lot of work, but if I don't need to see this part of the work, I need to see the reviews.
I just did Control F and typed in salt and it didn't come up.
See?
There's no seasoning. On this recipe.
See? Now, see, that's why I won't eat beaver.
See, white with this salt and pepper to taste.
Look, just call me DJ Khaled, okay? Because I'm not eating this beaver if it's salt and pepper to taste, bro. You got to give me something.
I mean, no hot sauce, no nothing, no oregano.
What the fuck?
This is crazy. This is
not even adobo. What's happening here?
I'm going to share this for a second. This article has a picture of the beaver meat cut up and then the tail.
They spatchcocked it. Okay. So they spatchcocked it. Is that the tail?
That's the tail. Yeah. What's happening here?
That makes me sad. They didn't have to have that tail up there.
He didn't even skin the tail.
They didn't have to have that tail up there. That makes me sad.
You can use the tail for bra.
Apparently so.
That makes me sad.
Nothing goes to waste out here in the wild.
Yeah, we eat it all. Okay?
The flapper is mostly fat and connective tissue. Some people are talking about when they retell the old story.
Oh, now hold up now. Listen, you take that flapper, take that flapper, put it in
flapper.
Take the flapper, put it in some collard greens.
you don't need the flapper. It's somewhere between pork fat back and the gristle on a steak, texturally.
See? Two things you can just buy.
Yeah, that's the kind of meat you put in some greens.
That's some collard green meat right now. See, I might have invented something. These white people, that's what's wrong. The white people needed some black friends. We can make some beaver delicious, but you just need to meet that man with his file cabinet. Right. He gonna hook it up
for real.
If that man told me he had some beaver in that motherfucking file cabinet,
hey, what's in that drawer? You got to promise not to tell anybody.
That's what's in drawer number three. Now I told him it was reals, but really, I'm barbecuing some beaver. So
yeah, somebody already got the flapper.
Yeah,
but
I already got the flapper.
My wife got the flapper over there in that bathtub with the greens. Get you a bowl, go by the bathtub, tell her to give you some of the flapper for the collard greens, and you're gonna be all right.
Flapper.
He said, as a survival food, a much needed source of fat, sure, but if you actually want to enjoy it, you can carefully skin off the leathery hide and cure the flapper whole for beaver lardo, which goes great on a white pizza. You know what else goes great on white pizza? Not beaver. Right. Everything. It's just cheese. You just need cheese.
He hasn't named anything that you can't replace with better food.
Right. It's kind of like pork or steak. Okay. So you can just go get pork. You don't need to trap a beaver and cut it up into pieces.
Yeah, he said bones. We use bones to make stock. So there's beaver stock out there.
Beaver stock.
Wow.
Come on.
I'm going to get the crock pot out, get some beaver stock.
So they're making beaver stew?
This beaver makes you say damn. Trust me. Yeah, this is this website. There's the picture of the beaver being cut open. Smoked beaver pepperoni, of course.
Beaver cheek tacos sound great, but why cheek?
Why cheek? Face cheek?
Why wouldn't you just go with the regular part of the meat like we do with every other animal we turn into tacos?
They actually have a link called More Beaver Recipes. No one has ever asked for more beaver recipes. Smoked beaver pepperoni.
You think it's going to be nothing but beaver recipes.
The fact that you can't go buy this at no store.
Right. Somebody has tried and it was like, nah, this don't taste like chicken.
Beaver bacon.
Birch syrup, beaver bacon. The syrup is there to mask the taste of the beaver.
See, the other problem with this is if it actually is delicious, like better than anything you had in your life, now you a motherfucker that got to eat beaver.
Yeah, now I got to go find beaver.
You got to trap a beaver.
I don't need that monkey on my back. I don't know about y'all.
It's too much. It's too much of a good thing. I'm okay.
I'm okay not knowing.
These are people that play apocalyptic video games.
Mm-hmm.
Like The Last of Us.
Yeah.
But y'all like killing animals.
You eating a rabbit, though, not a beaver. Even in video games, our imagination has not reached eating a beaver.
It's beaver, it's deer, bear.
Like, we got video games where they believe in zombies, but not eating a beaver.
Eating beaver. Right.
They're like, that's too far-fetched. Take that chapter out.
A babacoa.
Now, I want to know what sauce he put on them beavers, because that shit do look
good. That shit does look good.
All right, should I control F for salt? Here we go. Raw onion, cilantro, and hot sauce. That's it.
What's the cheek part?
That's a dark looking meat. Look how dark that meat is.
That meat.
Dark meat.
It's real. It's gamey. It's wild game.
Yeah, because it probably hadn't been cured or anything. That's fresh off the bone beaver we're looking at right there.
Here comes Keith Blair, the one white guy. Yeah, it's juicy.
It looks juicy. Yeah.
I'm trying to get that.
It do look just
about to turn this box fan on. This beaver.
Hey, look.
Getting this beaver.
I would air fry the fuck out this beaver. This recipe don't look that bad.
duck fat or pork
lard.
The box man is now legendary on the Three Guys On. You could put that on the bingo card now, the box man.
it clearly needs more seasonings in this recipe. I think that's obvious.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, they got onions, cilantro, hot sauce, cumin.
That's just for the tacos, but for oregano. The meat, oregano, cumin, and bay leaves. That's
nah,
it.
You bro? Need. You
I mean,
need
that's something. It. I don't even see salt. I don't see pepper.
No salt. Yeah. No pepper. No.
And pepper.
No high blood pressure causing spices. That's
oh, yeah. None of them. Yeah, that's what we need.
And paprika. And did y'all know that paprika is dry ground red pepper?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's also, pepper. It's, I looked, it's good for the, it's far better for you than salts.
Two to three hours until the fork tender at 350.
Hey, but this is not the file cabinet method. It'll take a lot less time at a file cabinet.
In a file cabinet.
I should be ready in 15 minutes.
You put it at the bottom, shit.
By the time you get back from the cooling right. pool.
30 minutes back.
Saison and adobo seasoning on this.
Right.
Yeah, this seems like okay. Squirrel egg rolls. This website is ridiculous. Right? People are out there. Elevatedwild.com.
Squirrel ravioli. Garlic squirrel confit. Man, those squirrels look so. Oh man, they look terrible.
It looks terrible.
Look at that. That looks like some. Now that's some apocalypse eating right there.
You can't cover that up with Brussels sprouts. No, I'm good on that, dog.
Those shits look like rats.
Yeah, they're actually probably less meat than a rat.
Yeah, that's the bottom of the. You can't make that high dining, bro.
Yeah, now the squirrel ravioli and the egg rolls is different, but I'm not eating that garlic squirrel confit.
Can I interest you in some squirrel confit?
No.
Let me ask you a question. Did you chop up the squirrel so it doesn't look like a squirrel anymore?
And knowing me, I'd be like, what's a confit? That's the first question.
It's confit. It's French. It's French squirrel prepared ravioli. Squirrel.
I'd be all mispronouncing it.
Anybody actually eating squirrel? People eating squirrels?
Apparently.
I know people hunt squirrels. In the country, they hunt squirrels.
That seemed like a lot of work for some squirrel ravioli.
Well, a little bit of meat, too. How much meat is on a squirrel?
Not
a lot.
I'm pretty sure the squirrel are lean. I've never seen an overweight squirrel, so I'm pretty sure it's lean.
Ingredients: 48 squirrels.
Right.
One cup of water.
48 squirrels.
Right.
This one does have salt.
You're gonna kill that many squirrels at the same time.
I mean, I imagine there's
run over one.
There's 100 different types of ravioli that would be better than going out finding multiple squirrels to kill. And then skinning them and doing something. I don't know what you do with those tails.
Just going through the neighborhood, just shooting squirrels. Just going through the neighborhood, just pow, just pow,
going to town,
pow, just shooting squirrels.
Are you gonna fuck around? Open up your door, a whole gang of squirrels gonna be out there waiting on you.
Just going through the neighborhood. Just excuse me, Martha. Leave me a second here. Pow.
Okay,
honey,
honey,
can't we just go to the store like normal people? Mm-mm, baby.
Like,
it's plenty of free squirrel meat just sitting right outside our door.
Dad, it's about 25 squirrels out here and I can't get them to leave. What is happening?
That's fine. They can be out there. Pow, pow, pow.
Dad, at school, they keep calling you squirrel man. And it's getting a little embarrassing for me and my friends.
They keep saying we eat nuts, Dad. What is happening here?
Linus does have a squirrel kill to his tally. So
you could have chopped that squirrel up. You could have air fried it.
Yep. You fucked up.
Air fried it, but
he said yard to table.
Himself a squirrel.
Yard to table. That's good.
White pepper and salt. Taste and adjust seasoning. That's one of the instructions.
Okay.
So it is salt to taste.
That's salt and pepper to taste. Yeah, that works.
That's not about right.
Squirrel egg rolls. Light on the squirrel. How many squirrels you got to kill to get all these egg rolls?
Yes, a lot.
A whole family.
A whole
tree full.
I don't think those are very big. Those look like spring rolls. They don't look like egg rolls.
Right. They probably didn't even put that much squirrel in them.
They don't look very big.
All right. Okay. He's got the gun posing.
Oh, don't show me the squirrel. Don't show me the dead squirrel. Don't do me like that.
Not ground squirrel.
Don't do me like that.
He ground up the squirrel.
Come on, ground squirrel.
You put it through a grinder? Oh, my.
This website is ridiculous.
1 pound bone.
You notice they never show the person that's making it because you
need to pour squirrels.
Peter will be on their ass.
They don't show you the person making it because you know he looked crazy as fuck. Turn that camera the other way. You'd be like, I would never eat anything this man.
His name is Squirrel.
That's yeah. He's a.
Yeah, see, they're spring rolls. I knew it. 12 spring roll or egg roll wrappers. Yeah, 12 spring roll or one egg roll. That's how it goes here.
And you deep fry them. It just seems like all the other meat you could use, or you just go to the store. Like, what's the point of this? Is living off the land?
He's like the Bubba Gump of squirrels.
Yep.
Squirrel spring roll, squirrel egg roll,
squirrel white pizza.
Squirrel linguine. Yeah. Squirrel ravioli.
Y'all start seeing y'all squirrel count go down. Y'all know what's happening.
Scramble squirrel.
Squirrel cake. Squirrel ice cream.
Squirrel pie.
Danique said she might be biased towards the black squirrels. You think so, Danique? You're definitely biased towards them squirrels. And I ain't mad at you.
what's a black squirrel?
Black squirrels.
It's just a rare squirrel.
It's a squirrel that's black.
Yeah.
We got I thought
a black squirrel was just a rat.
No, man, it's squirrels. It's squirrels. You know, we got a
ever seen a white squirrel? Let that be a black squirrel.
Right. Come on, man.
White squirrel is collecting.
It's not
nuts.
A white squirrel, but white squirrel wake up. Oh, think I'm gonna have some acorns. Black squirrel be like, look at the motherfucker, whoa, this goddamn bitch.
What's wrong with you?
DC's got rats, baby. They just had it because Ashley's saying they must have migrated from DC to black squirrels. Now DC's got gnat rats, baby.
If I was better at editing video, I'd put a Comic View logo on Rod's on the corner of Rod's screen while he did that. DC has enormous rats, by the way. DC's rats dwarf squirrels.
Yeah, enormous. But there's a group that takes out dogs to kill rats. They take little rat terriers out, little terriers.
Yeah.
Let them just kill rats. They got a Facebook page and everything.
Wow.
White squirrels be like, let me put this acorn away for the winter. Think I'll just save this for later. Black squirrel be like, I'm going to eat this motherfucking nut.
Wearing acorns around their neck.
Yeah, they do the same thing for the nutria in New Orleans.
Yeah, and they're rather peaceful. They don't do nothing. They're just gonna hang around.
Acorn dipped in gold.
Dogs and things that come out and try to kill the nutria. And then there's nutria recipes out there.
Yeah, of course. Nutria is like that's bigger than a rat, right? Like regular rat.
Yeah, it's a giant rodent.
It's just it's a rodent, but it's bigger than a rat.
Yeah, it's.
People are wild. I would never eat that.
We got a comment from Jimmy. Another one about Buc-ee's. They opened the Buc-ee's in Florence, South Carolina last year and hooked me in.
Oh, shit.
I just drove home to California last week and stopped at one in Texas and Leeds, Alabama. I've been to one 4 different states now and can't get out that bitch without spending at least $60, mostly snacks and brisket sandwiches. They have a help wanted sign in front of the one in South Carolina, and the pay was $15 and up, which I'm guessing is a lot for South Carolina.
Yes, sir.
Hell yeah, it's a lot. They still play black people in slavery in South Carolina. Mm-hmm. Right. Ask Paula Deen.
Raphael left a comment. That Clarence Thomas homie really did purchase him one. I wouldn't be surprised. This is after the news came out of the house purchase. The Harlan Crowe bought Clarence Thomas's mother's house.
The Nazi.
Yeah.
Well, he's not really a Nazi, y'all.
He loves history that he hates. I wouldn't be surprised if he had access to Clarence and Ginny Thomas's bedrooms. I don't know how it would work. I'm right on this one. I want racism to work and force Justice Thomas out of SCOTUS. Then hopefully two or three more about the other conservative justices that will also force them out. One can dream.
I'm on racism for I'm on racism side on this one too. Like, I know we're not gonna get the white justices for this, but if we can just get the black one, I'll take it.
Right. On last week's Thursday episode, we got a comment from Ka. At the rate they're going, ProPublica is gonna tell us how many paninis Clarence Thomas has made for Harlan Crowe.
He's just a Crow fan. Okay. He liked the movie The Crow. He liked Jim Crow, Harlem Crow, you know.
he likes that poem, The Raven.
Yeah. His favorite Batman villain is the Scarecrow. Like, yeah.
He cooks Crow. The Crow spring rolls, Crow tacos, Crow cheek tacos.
It's a real quid pro quo crow arrangement.
Quid pro quo.
That you set up.
Dumbo but, crows.
Only, yeah, he, oh, them his favorite crows.
The best them, kind of favorite ones.
Only old school fans of the podcast know the Panini reference.
Yeah.
Panini.
The last year.
The last year. The fabled last year.
Raphael left another comment. Andy didn't show my elephant report from last week. Yeah, I think I forgot to. But not to worry, I found a universe of elephants. Of course, we've gone from
not a universe.
Elephants. Are you going to show us how to prepare them properly?
How they're seasoned.
That's a lot of eating. You're going to need a lot of fowl cabinets.
Yeah. You're going to need to just go ahead and get the whole room.
It's going to look like the Library of Congress up in there.
He sent us two TikToks. He says, nobody died in the clips that I shared. I need to get me an African elephant as I move around Brooklyn. Much better for the environment than driving a car. Don't you think? And he sent us, here's the first TikTok. Aggressive African elephant attack.
Wow.
Is that a rhino?
This is National Geographic.
Oh my God, baby. Oh.
Why are y'all still there?
Yeah, how far away are they?
Talking shit, rhino. Should have been talking shit.
I mean, it says aggressive elephant, but if you look at the beginning of this thing, the rhino is squaring up.
That's the elephant being nice.
Right. I think the rhino may feel like it's protecting its baby.
That little baby right there, yeah.
And there was just a misunderstanding, and just like John Morant, we'll see him in court.
Wow.
Oh, see, the elephant took that stance where he kind of dipped his head down. That's nobody knows serious. Personally.
Yeah, and personally. It might be one of the things that an elephant might have a small animal, you know, a small baby near too. Like, hey, what you doing over here?
Yeah, exactly. Don't want to get, rhino. Get.
Oh, my God, baby.
Definitely white people. And I was like, y'all seeing this shit and just y'all ain't running. Y'all like, this is cool.
It's over there.
This is pretty fun. They have those clips of people at Yellowstone that like walk up to buffaloes and the buffalo starts chasing.
Keith said, meanwhile, the hippos in the river just waiting. I'm killing one of y'all. Keep fucking around.
Hippos will fuck you up.
To go back to what Lakita was saying, that rhinos are people killers, is that I know that rhinos are normally very nice and are like big puppy dogs.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
That's how people die.
I believe.
That's how people
die. You start doing stupid shit.
And that's how people die.
And you what is stupid shit? Whatever
walking, the rhino, walking whatever towards
the,
them.
What stupid shit? Whatever the rhino decides. Whatever the rhino decides is the stupid shit that day.
If you see a rhino and the rhino
puppy, huh?
By itself, and you're walking around and you're not, you know, approaching the rhino or doing anything, it's not going to do anything to you.
But I think what we've learned is that Mark is the most confident man I've ever met. He knows how to handle 200 million dimes. Like the high
rhino.
He could easily walk up on a rhino, no biggie. Like my man, the car, I need to get like you, bro.
Right?
All you got to do is walk up and dap up the rhino and everything's good.
You just tell them like, hey, bro, I just need to get a selfie real quick. You mind? They normally let you do it.
What I'm getting at is if you leave the rhino alone, ain't nothing going to happen. Hippos, on the other hand, you don't have to do nothing. You just have to stand in there and the hippo is going to come after your ass.
Hippos have killed the most people every year.
Hippos are mean. They're just like, I just want to fuck with you just because I can.
Hippos are super thick wasps. That's hilarious, don't they? That's all they exist to do is to fuck other people up.
If you leave a rhino alone, the rhino is going to leave you alone. Eagles, on the other hand,
they're in it for sport.
You need to leave the fucking area.
I blame the game Hungry Hungry Hippos.
And make them look cute and adorable.
It made our guard drop too low. We think you can fuck with hippos and you really can't.
Yeah, they don't have hungry hungry rhinos. You know what I mean?
Right. And also I think particularly here in America, the zoos have convinced all white people that they can just go out here and fuck with animals when they don't have the protection of the bars and the zookeepers. Right. So they go to these other things going, ooh, and them animals fuck them up.
Yeah, those videos of like gorillas charging at the glass because someone is fucking with them.
Right. Next thing you know, you hear doof and everybody jumps. Yeah. If that glass wasn't there, all y'all be dead.
And also, dolphins are assholes. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. They're assholes.
Dolphins are assholes.
I know they try to dry hump you or wet hump you, whatever it is. That.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hippos are the worst because they don't even need to eat meat. Like they eat vegetables, but they still kill people for no reason.
They're not killing you because they're hungry. They're just
right. kill people to taste
for the fuck of it.
Yeah,
it's just a garnish. This is the second one Raphael sent. White elephant or when elephants had enough, and this is I guess another elephant attacking.
Oh, it is about to start.
Everybody, your little friend.
Just pushed the truck off the road.
Shout out to my man that kept filming, though.
Yeah.
Oh, he's not even rallying or anything. Get the fuck off my lawn. Did they overturn it?
Get on the car.
These people are running a little slower than I would.
Nobody's screaming.
Oh.
Something happened. Somebody else came through the tour and fucked with that elephant. You know, elephants never forget.
Yeah.
He came out charged immediately. Y'all should immediately started backing up.
Watch that front paw. Watch that front right paw of the elephant.
You see that little dust kick up in the air? Oh, yep. No.
Right here.
Ain't nobody like put that bitch in reverse. One buddy up at top, he immediately started running.
All for the games until a 9,000-pound mad animal coming at you.
Yeah. Get out. Come on. Jog leisurely back to us. Those are Raphael's comments. We have two emails. One from Nicole. We'll start with that one. Titled Fat Loss Challenge. Hey, 3GO fam. Here are my results. Mm-hmm. She did the pod thing.
She got in the pod.
Yeah.
She's trying to get that challenge.
My body fat is 47.4%. 100.5 pounds of me is fat. My lean mass is 52.6%. Mm-hmm. And 111.8 pounds of me is lean mass.
Yeah, we got to get that down.
So I weigh about 212.3. When I started working out, I was at 225. So I was not surprised by the results. The competition I'm in is from 4:15 today, April 15th, mm-hmm. to May 10th. And I have a goal to get my body fat to 39%. It's currently 47.4. I also asked, can I come back on my own? Because I have an overall goal to get to 160 pounds by my birthday. And I wanted to see my overall body fat. Just because. She was like, yeah, it's open to the public, but it costs $100. I was like, cool. I'll give you guys an update on my body fat at the end of the challenge. The pod, I had to wear my bathing suit for the test. The pod is small and made me feel a little claustrophobic. Once you're in the pod, they close it and run it for 40 seconds. And they did that 3 times. Then I got my results. The pod was really cool. And they had special settings for Black women because our body composition is different from, quote, other people.
This is true. Keep that in mind whenever you go get some sort of test.
The lady who was running the pod was like, if I keep it on regular setting, it'll be higher than it actually is.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. That's why a lot of times they tell us we need to be in a. So you'd be like, if I do what you're saying to do, I wouldn't even look healthy. Like,
calibrated differently.
Range. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So she has this challenge. This is the April 15th to May 10th, but she's going to keep going, obviously, because she's got that goal. by her birthday to be to 160. $100 per, I guess, per pod, per time in the pod. I guess that's
that here.
I would have thought it would have been a little more than that if you would have asked me, but Stefan sent us an email. Impossible White Man Hall of Famers. What up, y'all? While I wouldn't say Arnold Schwarzenegger is underrated, I will say the directors he's collaborated with made him more dimensional than he actually is. James Cameron, Terminator 1 and 2, and True Lies. Paul Verhoeven, Total Recall. And John McTiernan, Predator, Last Action Hero, found a charisma and some wrinkles with him. My favorite Cameron film besides Terminator 2 is problematic-ass True Lies, which still holds the fuck up. Obviously, he's great at whipping ass, but Schwarzenegger being as humorous as he was made him fairly two-dimensional, especially with True Lies. His banter with Tom Arnold and Jamie Lee Curtis are second to none. Arnold pointed at Jamie at that bridge, about that bridge being out, her screaming, and then him being exasperated made him pretty relatable compared to his other stoic work like End of Days or Collateral Damage, which was some of his less impressive work.
Another End of Days thing just wasn't a good movie. I think it was a good idea.
End of Days?
End of Days, yeah. It just didn't execute well. He's not the guy I'd want to see in that role, probably.
He says, another thing I learned about Arnold, which was a misconception on my part, he's a smart dude, smarter than I gave him credit for.
He's very smart. Yeah, he carries like a genius level IQ.
Yes, I mean, he's a Republican, which I do for a while. I do side-eye him, but years ago, he did an interview with the Atlantic podcast where he changed my perspective of him. He's mostly with liberal ideas, but since he's Austrian and grew up seeing people he knew being fucked up by Hitler's propaganda and war, that theory shit leftists love to peddle about socialism, for instance, is something much different over there than it is. It's just frequent conversation fodder in the U.S. Obviously, Seagal is much different on the political end, being a shitty cop for a shitty reality TV show, selling whatever fragment of dignity he had to be an ambassador to Russia.
Guy's best friend is Russia, is Vladimir Putin.
Yeah, he's out there. He's a way stiffer actor than Schwarzenegger, but I can't lie, I do enjoy him moving people around with his Aikido or breaking Screwface's back like they were toothpicks in Marked for Death, which I watched for the first time last week. This man hates getting beat up. All of his films are the same. All of them. Under Siege, which I fuck with heavy, is absurd. Tommy Lee Jones was no match for this personality-less ass motherfucker. Beat him like a government mule in that submarine. Gary Busey also caught them Seagal blues. Oh, and don't get me started on the schlock trash that's half past dead. Seagal went from...
oh, that movie's terrible.
Half past dead. Seagal went from DMX and Exit Wounds to fucking grifting ass Ja Rule. It ain't the same.
That just sets you up for Glimmer Man.
Exit Wounds might as well be an Academy Award nominee compared to that garbage. However, two things I'll attempt to make excuses for that film. Morris Chestnut was trying and white dude winking at the camera as he blows himself, Morris, in that helicopter up. True comedy gold. Seagal skydiving with that DMX song was just, yeah, LMAO. Seagal is a trash person, but his films are unintentional comedy, and I'm here for it. Peace. And we have one tweet, I believe. Someone sent us a tweet. Phased and Confused sent me and Randolph, tagged me and Randolph in a tweet. Randolph, was it you or Andy that have the air fryer with the rotating rotisserie basket? Whichever person from the 3GO universe put me on, thank you. It's so clutch.
I believe I had one.
I remember Mike talking about
one. We both have one. The rotating.
I still have one. I haven't
used it. The rotating basket.
I was putting pork loins on the rotisserie because Wegmans used to sell these. They were perfect size for my air fryer. And I would just throw them on the rotisserie and then cook them up. And then they kind of stopped selling those. And I got out of the rotisserie game for a while. I need to get back on it. Keita said, when are you going to play the original theme again? I'll play it. I'll do it at the end of this week's episodes, both of them. And that's all the comments we got.
Well, then let's bring it home. I think we did some good work today. What you guys think?
Oh yeah, always.
Did some good work today. Thanks everybody for coming in. We want to thank Keith Blair's Box Fan. It now has we want to thank Boxy up there. It now has its own
gets its own
shout out on the podcast. Thank y'all for coming in with us. As always, we appreciate y'all. We're going to be here for you on Monday. Be sure to hit us up if you see something y'all want us to get at. Just say hey to us on social media. You know where we're at. Andy,
we'll put it on the long list of things we never get to.
Yeah. Andy may not talk to you as much, but I'll talk to you. I'll throw you a like.
Media.
Yeah.
I'll thumb up whatever you tag me in.
Yeah, I'll hit you. I'll go do some father stuff. Anybody else got any concerns?
Mm-mm. No. One quick is we didn't get to the story, but just there's two guys that made an AI 19-year-old hot girl who sells nudes on the internet.
Yeah,
they're all fake, and people are buying them. So if anyone wants to make some quick money, figure out how to make a hot girl AI cam girl or an OnlyFans account.
Does she speak in Chat GPT?
I don't know. I think it's just pictures of her. She doesn't even have a personality.
Raphael, there you go.
That's right. is that you, Raphael?
But there are people paying. So I guess machines are taking over even the cam girl and OnlyFans world with fake girls that will.
It's all right. A lot of those cam girls and stuff have been using different. Like, you're not really talking to them most of the time anyway.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
Like, there's dudes that specialize in managing cam girls and shit and all that mm-hmm. stuff. So like, I don't know. That feels like par for the course. I think people are just paying for the fantasy or something.
Yeah, and you're just giving money to this girl, and it doesn't matter if she's real. I guess as long as she's real to you, damn it.
Right, she's real to me. She loved me,
and I liked her boobies.
And you can't stalk her or anything because she's not a real person.
Right,
probably helps everybody involved.
Yeah, the one way to be safe.
So there you go. There's some hot side hustle for everybody.
So I'm going to sell fake feet.
That's all
right, y'all.
And Pablo Escobar's cocaine hippos is dead, hit by a car.
Aww.
Speaking of hippos.
Hit by a car.
It probably tried to kill the car.
Yeah.
Yes, it did. And the car happened to win this time.
And it lost.
His hippos just walk the earth. That's probably
what happened.
Probably because it's an older hippo. You'd have met him about 10 or 15 years ago. He'd have fucked that car up.
Yeah.
He had one male and three female hippos, and now they've grown to about 150 hippos.
Ooh.
That just walk the earth around where he lived. So one of them got hit by a car.
Yeah. Yeah. Like I said, it probably tried to kill the car and lost. That's all. Might have actually killed the car. Might have been a stalemate. They both died.
They
both died.
There's video of it, and the car is fucked up.
Yeah, see?
That sounded about right. That hippo ain't going out without a fight.
It was a stalemate.
I mean, the hippo is dead, too, and maybe you'll be able to make some tacos out of it, but the car is pretty fucked up. If you guys want, I can put the pictures up on screen real quick before we get out of here.
What it tastes like.
This is the hippo, and this is the car.
Yeah, car lost. Ooh.
That's a big car. That's an SUV too.
Ooh, it fucked that car up. Oh yeah, driver that car was dead. Bumpers all in the street. You can see the fucking engine.
Yeah,
everybody lost.
And
you know what's messed up is that the hippo probably didn't even attack. It was the car didn't see the hippo at the last minute.
Oh, and hit it.
And just lost.
Yeah, just walking across the street.
Yeah. Keith said the hippo was a snitch.
Yeah. The hippo was like, what the fuck is that? Bam!
You're going to definitely have to make egg rolls if you do hippo meat.
Come on. Hey, some tacos.
Some ravioli going, you know?
If you get some hippo... You try to make hippo spring rolls, that's like stealing 200 million dimes.
Come on, hippo stew?
Not wise.
You can feed a village with that.
Probably can.
So now there are 149 hippos left.
So y'all come on back. We'll be here for you. Let's wrap it up like we normally do. That dog is ready to go for a walk. I'm Randolph Terrence.
I'm Andy Klein.
You're in Morrow.
I'm Rod Morrow.
I'm Brother Mark.
Hey, we're three guys on. We are out.